This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. I went into this next conversation thinking, you're not going to want to hear this because it has to do with death. But now I'm thinking maybe I was wrong. This is a conversation with Katrina Spade, who wants you to, instead of buying a cemetery plot or getting cremated, she wants you to consider letting your body decompose into soil so your loved ones can use that soil for something new. Katrina is the founder of the Urban Death Project. She told me she was inspired by something ranchers have done for years, composting dead livestock.
And the basic principle is you take a body, like a, say, an animal carcass, like a cow, that's died of natural causes, and you cover it with a high carbon material such as wood chips. And so the bodies, our bodies are high in nitrogen, wood chips are high in carbon. And as you probably know, that ratio is critical for composting.
Right. If you have a compost bin, you're familiar with that.
Yeah. So essentially what we're doing is creating the right environment for the beneficial bacteria and microbes to come and do what they would do anyway in nature.
There are centuries of history of us doing other things with bodies. So why would you want a recomposition?
You know, the history of the funeral industry is fascinating. The two most common methods of disposition, cremation and conventional burial, came to us out of sort of a mix of like historical happenstance and industry interest. They're not really meaningful to a lot of people anymore. And so on the one hand, they've been happening for a fairly long time. Cremation started up in this culture in the 1960s, and conventional burial started up just after the Civil War, the way we know it today, with embalming and caskets. On the one hand, that's not a very long time. On the other hand, it's something that we're used to, but there's no reason those have to be the only two options.
Well, what's wrong with the funeral industry?
Here's the thing about the current funeral industry. Number one, it's a for-profit industry for the most part and really does rely on selling consumables and services to people during their most vulnerable time. So, you know, when you're grieving, you are – I read the study once that grieving is like being inebriated. It's like being drunk. You can't make a decision. It's really hard to think clearly. You're clouded by the feelings of sadness and of losing someone. And that's the moment where you go into a funeral home and you're – pressured to buy the fanciest casket to honor your loved one.
Yeah, I've been in that room full of caskets.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason that death care needs to be that way. We've set it up this way, we've accepted it as a culture, but there's no reason it has to remain.
Well, burial is still meaningful to some people, and for a lot of others, I thought cremation was the hipper thing to do. What's wrong with that?
Well, I'll say first that my baseline feeling is if you love conventional burial, you want to be embalmed and buried in a casket, by all means, go for it. This is about providing more options because so few people really want that. As for cremation, it's become the default. I think it's less that people love fire, for example, or the idea of ashes, than that they are interested in something that feels like a more sustainable option, is less complicated and less expensive.
And less fussy.
It's less fussy, but you know what? I've heard so many people say, when I die, don't make a fuss. But I have to push back because I think if there's any moment in our lives when we should make a fuss, it's probably when someone dies.
Yeah. So to people who think that, oh, you don't care about the funeral ritual, your idea of recomposing is very ritualistic.
Yeah. So I started designing this idea not with the concept of composting humans, but actually with the question of what could our cities provide us in terms of spaces and ritual for this huge momentous event of death that we're doing a terrible job marking and having ceremony around. We don't really have guidance for grieving in this culture. And so the project began with the goal of creating new types of spaces in our cities that honor the dead and support the grieving. And then it just evolved in part because my friend called me to tell me about this amazing process of livestock composting. But the project has evolved to be both a system and a ritual.
And the ritual involves, so that it's I'm picturing a vertical like a tower, and you carry your loved one up a ramp, a circular ramp up to the top, and place him or her in the wood chips.
Yep.
Right. And then the body over time sort of filters down. Well, like kind of like a compost bin. I get my compost from the bottom of the bin. Mm-hmm. Open it up at the bottom in a few weeks, and it's soil. Is that it?
That's pretty close. So what happened was we designed the system in the first place to be vertical because we were thinking about cities and land use and the fact that half of the world's population lives in cities now, and we can't give an individual grave to each person that dies. So we think, okay, it's obvious that this system, this ongoing process, should start with a vertical structure and that bodies would be laid in on top, covered with wood chips, and over time as they decomposed and finished material is taken out of the bottom, you have this ongoing downward moving process. And so then I thought, well, of course, ramps would be a beautiful way to bring the body to the top of the core. And so the ritual evolved from the practicality of the technical, which I think for me was one of the special things that happened was, okay, and now you've got the living, breathing, grieving, carrying the body, using their own energy, carrying this inert object, their loved one, to the top of the core. And by laying it into this bed of wood chips, are beginning its transformation. And that transformation actually creates a new type of energy. And so this kind of winding of a watch, if you will, where up and around the core is the winding, and then you've set in motion a new process, became the ritual.
You know, Katrina, I don't find human composting the least bit gross or weird, but we're unusual. I mean, why do you think most people want the casket and the embalming and the makeup or the scattering of the ashes?
All right, I've got two things to say to you about that. The first is that cremation just this year has surpassed conventional burial as the most popular form of disposition in the U.S. It was at basically zero in 1960. So over 60 years, we see it go from nothing to the most popular form in the U.S. In Seattle, I think the rate is something like 90% of people are cremated. So that is to say that conventional burial is pretty quickly losing its interest for people. And the other thing is where you just said, we're different. I like human composting, but probably no one else does. I like human composting.
You hear that a lot.
I hear that all the time. I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, well, I get it and I really love it and I would want that for my body, but no one else probably would.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
It's
anecdotal. So maybe it's just not that weird, you know?
It might not be. I have to be honest, like kind of everything we do with dead bodies is a little bit weird. We're not used to talking about that stuff. We're not used to seeing it. And so it's just all going to feel a little off.
But you don't see a future where we just, I mean, why have a shroud? Why not a naked body? There's all kinds of elaborate things we do for no real reason. We don't have to have even the whole ritual you're talking about. Couldn't you just, you know, roll the body under your tree?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. What we're proposing isn't just like, let's simply take care of the physical thing that is the dead human body. We've got a lot more that we're trying to bring to death care. And I guess that's part of the reason that the project has been able to be so successful this far and get people behind it is because it's bringing more than just a process.
You said you do want to give meaning to this passage. How does the recomposting process give us meaning or dignity or anything?
Well, I'm not religious and neither is my family and most of my closest friends. And so the closest thing I have to a faith really has to do with nature somehow. For me, it's very comforting to imagine that after I die, I can rejoin the ecosystem in a sort of pure way. Stop being human. So for me, there's just more meaning in decomposing naturally and being used again to grow life.
What do you want to grow?
That's a good question. I think something kind of prickly like a nettle or like something sour like, you know, limes or something like that.
Really?
What about you?
I'm not a pot smoker.
Oh, I've had a number of people say, I'm going to be marijuana.
Sure, understandable.
My buddies can smoke me up.
Yeah. I do like a little rosemary with my chicken.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I wonder if you get this a lot. I feel calmed when I imagine this tower and my atoms filtering down and going into your lemon tree.
I think it is very calming for many people. I think that's what's been such a draw. Yeah, it's comforting. It's also just a known entity. Okay, that's what will happen to me after I die.
How has your feeling about your death, our deaths, how's that changed?
We truly are all part of the cycle of life and death. And when you start to be able to accept that, it's a real freeing, I think. But since working on this project, I've realized that death can be quite beautiful and that working in it gives one a better appreciation of being alive.
Katrina Spade, I'm happy you're alive with me for now, and thanks for this conversation.
Thank you.
Katrina founded and now directs the Urban Death Project, and she's going to be testing it out. She's going to be testing it out at Washington State University, and who knows, maybe coming to a park near you. What do you think about it? Are you interested in composting your remains? How would you like your body to be used? I had trouble when she asked me that question. Let us know what you think. First of all, we're tweeting out a link to a video about the project because video comes in handy on this one. So follow us on Twitter at KUOW and let us know what you'd like to become of what's left. You can email us if you want, record@KUOW.org.